We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Or HaChaim, Chelek Gimel, Hilchos Pesach, Halacha Tes, Paragraph Hey. Al kein tzrichen lechol matzo, uli zoher mo'oid mechometz, afilu b'mashehu. And it's for this reason that we're required to eat matzah and to be extremely careful to avoid even the slightest drop of chometz, ki onu tzrichen li zoher shetekev kesheniten mayim be'isa. Because we have to start being careful from the moment that water is added to the dough. Dehainu meimei hadas. The water represents the meimei hadas. Shenim shochem ato mimokim govoya moid, which are coming now from a very high place. Tzrichim tekef shaloi lahachmetz chas v'shalom. We have to be careful not to dwell. Shaloi lishois bein nesinas mayim al kemach bein afilo esh. Not to pause at all between when we put the water in the dough to when we bake the matzah in the fire. Ki tzrichin lemaher b'chipozoin godoy lefoysa bo'esh koidim shetachmitz. We have to rush to bake it immediately in the fire before it has a chance to rise, to ferment. Sheloy litein yeniko lahaklipois hayon kemechim atzamoyach. So as not to allow the klipois, the forces of tumah that draw from this chimut samoyach, this fermentation, this pause, this dwelling at the wrong time, dahainu mimi she'enoi nizhar v'nichnas chas v'shalom l'kashi she'em gavoy misichloi. Meaning, these forces of tuma drawing from a person who's not careful and chas v'shalom enters into questions that are above his reach. She'em etzloi b'b'chinas l'mala me'azman. Meaning that for that particular person, these questions are out of his league. They're beyond his scope. Shemishom kol hakfirois, which is from which all kinds of denial of Hashem, chas v'shalom, comes from. Sheheim ikar hayetzahora v'haklipois, which is the essence of the yetzahora and the klipois. Utzrichin shmira gedoyla mehem, and a person has to be very careful in dealing with them. Aval achshov ein biyodeinu lishmar mehem me'atzmenu me'achma shadayin le'kibalnu ha'toyra. However, now on Pesach, we're not in a position to deal with them ourselves because we haven't received the Torah yet. Rak Hashem yisporach bi'atzmo yishemer osan mehem. But rather, Hashem himself protects us from them. Ki leil shimurim hu l'Hashem. As the Pasuk says, that this night of Pesach is a leil shimurim for Hashem. Hashem is protecting us. And with Hashem's great kindness, He instructed us to watch the matzos. We're required to eat matzah, which is in the category of mon, bechinas maichol elya, in a very high level food. Dahainu shehamaichol biatzmoi bo milamala bigdusha kazois, shein hachitzoin miyacholam lachnis kushis nal balev haidei zemaich lakodesh. This food is coming from so high a place of kedusha, so that the forces of tuma cannot inject questions or doubts into the person's heart when the person is eating this. Dahainu matzah, kishezoichen l'shomro heitev mechshas chimutz chas v'shalom. Meaning this matzah shmura, when a person is zoichen to guard it the right way, then when the person eats this matzah, it's a protection from these wrong kinds of questions entering the person's mind or heart. Rak adraba, just the opposite. Ayidei ze amaych lakodesh u'matzah, zoichen lehora sarotzoin hamuflaganal. By eating this matzah, the person is zoche not only to avoid the wrong kind of questions, but he's zoche to heoras harotzoin, which we said earlier is a very high level light that connects a person to Hashem. Ki heoras harotzoin hazeh hi hahefech miakushis hanal. Because as we explained earlier, heoras harotzoin is the opposite of these questions. Vehu tikunam, it's the tikkun for these questions. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in the chapter on Likutei Moran, if you look it over carefully. And because of the fact that now on Pesach, we're not able, we don't have the strength and the tools and everything that we need to prepare the walls to guard ourselves from these wrong kinds of questions. Shemishom kol hagolius, which is what leads to all kinds of exiles. Sheboim mipigam emuna, which come from deficiencies in emuna. Shenim shach misham, which come from those questions. Al kein chom aloleinu Hashem yisborach. Therefore, Hashem had tremendous pity on us. V'tzivu lanu le'chol matzah, and he instructed us to eat this matzah. V'ikra tikin hu bebechinas lechem oini, and matzah is referred to as lechem oini, shiloi lichnois bekushyas shelamala midateinu, which means it protects us that we shouldn't get involved in questions that are above our understanding, rak nachsor le'ocher, but rather we should back up lehizboinein bechazde Hashem, and dwell on thinking about Hashem's kindness, that Hashem did for us, he took us out of Egypt, etc., etc. That's the oini. Oini means that we speak a lot. When we eat this matzah, we speak about Hashem's kindness, about the miracles Hashem did for us, and we avoid getting into the wrong kind of questions. Paragraph Vov. And this is what the Mishnah says in Psochim, Ein maftirin achara Pesach afi koimon. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Pesach hu Pesach. The Arizal tells us that the word Pesach can be broken into two words, the mouth speaking. Bechinas sichu bechol nifloisov, referring to the many words that a Jew is supposed to speak about the miracles Hashem, praising Hashem for the miracles He's done for us. Dehainu mitzvah sipur yitzias Mitzrayim. This refers to the great mitzvah that we have at the Seder of speaking about all the miracles Hashem did for us in taking us out of Mitzrayim. Losuach ulesaper becholeis benefloisov hanoi rois shosim ulebitzias Mitzrayim. To speak and tell over at all times the wondrous miracles that Hashem did for us in taking us out of Mitzrayim. V'chein ma she'oisim onu b'chol dor v'dor b'chol esvayis, and so too the miracles that Hashem does for us in every generation at all times. Ki lo yechod bilvod omad aleinu l'chaloseinu, because it's not one nation that stood up to try to destroy us. Elo she'b'chol dor v'dor oimdim aleinu l'chaloseinu, v'kadosh baruch hu matzileinu miyodom bedrochim nifloim v'nero moid. But rather, in each and every single generation, there are nations that rise up to destroy us, and Hashem rescues us from them in incredible, wondrous ways. And it's a mitzvah for each and every single Jew to speak about this and to tell over the great kindness of Hashem. And just as significant as this mitzvah is to always be talking about the kindness of Hashem and the miracles of Hashem that He does for us, it's equally forbidden for us to speak about the questions and the analysis in that which is above our understanding, meaning to ask questions about Hashem that we're not in a position to answer. Because the ways of Hashem are incredibly wondrous and above our understanding. And it's for this reason that the great Chacham, when he's speaking, has to put a fence around his words. He has to limit his words, so that he shouldn't enter into a minefield. He shouldn't enter into questions about religion that cannot be answered within the physical world, within the physical framework of time. Whereby the time that we have in this world or in our lifetime isn't enough to be able to explain and resolve these questions. Ayin Shom, look in Likut Imran, over there in Torah Zayin, where Rabbeinu Zal elaborates on this. Paragraph Zayin. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'zeh shemei shivin lahachochom sheshoyel. Mo ho edois v'achukim ha'mishpatah shetziv ha'shem elokeinu eschem. And now we'll understand the give and take between the Chocham and we who are supposed to answer his question in the Haggadah on Pesach. The Chacham asks, Mo ho'edos v'chukim v'mishpotim asher tzivu Hashem Elokeinu eschem. What are these mitzvahs and laws and all the different types of laws that Hashem, our Hashem, has instructed you? V'af ato emor loy, and we say over there in Haggadah, and you should answer him, kehilchos ha-Pesach, based on the laws of Pesach, ein maftirin achar ha-Pesach afikoymon. Rav Nosson Zal says, v'lechoyra ha-tshuva pliyan es gavamoyin. It seems that the answer here is very strange. Mazu tshuva al shelosay mo ho'edus. How does this answer his question, what are these mitzvahs and everything? Masha Meshivin, that we respond, ein maftirin. V'gam ma haloshen kehilchois ha-Pesach, based on the laws of Pesach. Rav Nosson Zal says, Ach ikra ha-tshuva she-meshivin lo-i. The main answer that we're giving to this chacham is she-osur lo-i lachkor v'lishol b'mashen l'rishus. We're informing him that there are certain things you're not allowed to question or that you can't question at this point in time. Hainu im yirtze lishol she-yavinu lo-i kol divrei ha-toira atachlisoi. If he's going to want to ask questions so that he could understand the entire Torah, including things that he's not allowed to be questioning at this point in time, to understand kol divrei Torah at tachlisoi, ze osur loy beisur chomer moed. This is extremely forbidden for him. Ki mo'oid omku machshavoy sevizbor, because Hashem's thoughts and Hashem's intentions are incredibly deep. And the Pasuk says, Govhei Shamayim Ma Tifol, the great heights of heaven, what are you going to accomplish if you try to enter into there? Uchsiv, and the Pasuk also says, Lechol Tichle Roisi Kates, Rechova Mitzvoisech Moed. For everything I see an end, but Hashem's mitzvois, they are very, very wide and, you know, very far. They reach very far. And we only have permission to ask about what we have permission to ask about. As the Pasuk says, Ki she'al no liyomim rishonim ulemekzeya shamayim v'yad kzeya shamayim. Ask about what happened in earlier days and from one end of the heaven to the other end. V'dorosh razal, and the Gemara says in Chagiga, lemekzeya hashamayim atoshoyel. That this pasuk is describing for us certain boundaries. Within this domain, you're allowed to ask. But outside this boundary, you're not permitted to ask. Hainu she'en lon rishus kiyem lishol v'lachkor bo'oitzem nefloiz hanisim v'oises v'naroiz she'os ha'shem yitzborch imonu bo'itzianu b'mitzrayim v'b'kriyas yamsuf. We are only allowed to ask and analyze and discuss the great miracles that Hashem did for us when he took us out of Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf, Umei Oz Vadhena, and from then till now. And by studying this, we get to see the truth of Hashem and Hashem's greatness and His great kindness. And how Hashem is always watching us, you know, every detail of what goes on. V'roitze b'avoydaseinu, and Hashem wants us to serve Him with Torah and mitzvos. V'roi lanu la'avdoi l'kabal ha'machuse b'leiv shalom, and it's only proper for us to serve Him and to accept His authority upon us wholeheartedly. L'kayim kol Torah smoyshe b'chsavu b'alpeh, and to fulfill the entire Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the written Torah, the oral Torah, shekol zehu bechinas ki sha'alno liyomim rishonim haniyo kadovra godla zeh. That's all what's included within the domain that the Torah tells us we're allowed to ask about. Aval chutz mizeh, but in that which is outside that domain, osur lachkoir oid klal, we are forbidden to analyze and to delve into. Because it is definitely impossible for us to understand all the ways of Hashem and the reasons behind all the mitzvahs. ועל כן בפסח מצווה שיש על הבן מה נשתנו. And this is why it's a mitzvah at the Seder for the son to ask his father, מה נשתנה לילה הזה מכל הלילות, כדי שישיבו לו, so that they should respond to him, עבודם היינו לפרי במצרים, וכל סיפור יסיעת מצרים, and to tell over the whole story of how the Jews left Egypt. אבל בוודאי אין זה תרץ מספיק לבייר לתרץ בשלמוס כל הקושי שמה נשתנה. However, if you look at the answer, it doesn't exactly fit and resolve all the items that were in the four questions. כי לפי מיעוט שכלנו עדיין קושה על כל דקדוקי המצוות ופרטיהם שעושים בליל פסח לבד. Because based on our limited knowledge and understanding, we still have questions, things we don't understand about all the mitzvahs and all the details of the mitzvahs that we do at the Seder night. Mikol shkein b'shar yemos hashana. And how much more so the mitzvahs that we do throughout the rest of the year, ma shaychus lehem le'inyan yitzias mitzrayim. How is it all connected to yitzias mitzrayim? V'lomanu mechuyofim dafka litboil shtei pomim zeich litz mitzrayim. And why is it that we have to dip twice at the Seder to remember the miracle of yitzias mitzrayim? V'chein loma chometz osur b'mashu. And also, why is it that chometz is forbidden, you know, even the tiniest drop? Ve'im bishvil liskor hachipozoim, and if it's to remind us of how quickly the Jews left Egypt, shaloi hispik b'tzeikam, that the dough didn't even have a chance to ferment, to rise, hoyodai b'mitzvah achilas matzah lezeich hachipozoim, k'me mitzvah sukkah, it would have been enough to just eat matzah, to remember that we're not eating regular bread or regular challah, which right where the dough rises and ferments, we're eating this matzah that's processed very quickly. That would have been enough. Just like on sukkah, so we make a sukkah to remember the sukkah, period. Shehu zecher lehekef anan ha'kovit, to remind us of the clouds that surrounded us. Avoloi neser habayis legamri b'shvil zeh, but on sukkah, we don't say that you're not allowed to set foot into your house at all, because we have a sukkah. You have a sukkah, but you're also allowed to go into, you're allowed to walk around in your own, in the house also. You're allowed to temporarily walk into your house on Sukkos. So why, when it comes to Pesach, should be chometz be so forbidden, even the tiniest drop, and you're not even allowed to have it in your possession? And so too regarding the other details of the mitzvahs, you know, that are involved in the holiday. Ein onu mevinim tameim. We do not know all the reasons. We do not understand the reasons for all of them. Uma inyan yitzias mitzrayim la mitzvah tzitzis. And exactly how is yitzias mitzrayim related to the mitzvah of tzitzis? We find in the parasha of tzitzis it says, you know, to remember that you left mitzrayim. V'chein b'shariyah mitzvahs. And how is it associated with other mitzvahs? Rak be'emes yeshayches godol inyan yitzias mitzrayim lechol ha'Torah kulo ulechol ha'mitzvah supratim. But Rav Nosson Zal says the reality is, the truth is, that yitzias mitzrayim is related to every single mitzvah in the Torah and to all their details. Aval einon mevinim kol ze b'protius, but we don't understand all of that in full detail. Rak onu mevinim shanu chayavim lekayim mitzvah yisov. What we do know is that we are obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs because of the fact that we witnessed the miracles of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and we saw Hashem's greatness, and we saw that He is King of the world. He is in charge, you know, through the miracles He performed of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. That's what obligates us, and that's what inspires us and motivates us to want to do His will, to want to study what does Hashem want of us, what does He expect of us, and to want to fulfill it.